Part 1.
The Spider God Calls. Spider God.
Spider God.
Dreams.
Deep in his 100-year nap, the Spider God dreams. A vast and brilliant red spider, the length of 3 houses. A wise, scraggly red beard. Eyes that shine with brilliance. Our universe is one of very many. This one was created by the Spider God. It made an endless net of silvery crystal webbing. It used this great crystal webbing to catch the nebulous gray-black pre-godling froth as it drifted about space. On these unformed pre-gods it feeds. As the web went on, in eons it captured more and more debris that became suns and planets like Earth. The Spider God is a god of dreams, and that's why he loves humans. They dream so pretty. Brains in a jar. Brains in a jar. Brains in a jar. This is that where we are at. Brains in a jar. A billion or more brains fed nutrients and template stimulus of lives. How long ago, who knows how long, the life died out of our world, probably all the worlds in the universe. A mechanism was there to preserve just the living brains of the people. At least a billion living brains, so many dead worlds, dry and cold and dead. Deserts where the wind blows forgetfulness across the debris.